Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hello, Sanele. Good afternoon to you.
Hear me, my elder? I can hear you loud and clear.
There you go. I can hear you now. Are you doing well?
I'm doing well, my elder. It's just towards the end of the year, so we are feeling it, but we are hanging in there.
Yeah, we got a man, and we are feeling it indeed. I cannot believe that quarter three is already done and dusted, eh?
Yeah, and you know, most the last quarter is usually short because of December.
Yes.
So whatever is not done now, there's so much pressure to conclude
to just conclude that before the end comes to an end. My goodness.
Yep.
Yeah, well, but let's talk to you about proper diet. It's a voice of prophecy lesson. And a current guide is sharing with us secrets to a healthy lifestyle. And we've covered different aspects over the last few weeks, focusing on ways to improve our health and wellness. And so today, we're actually talking about the importance of a proper diet. Mr. Gumede, take us through today's lesson. What constitutes a proper diet and why is it so important? Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, my elder. You know, as I was preparing, I kind of thought of something that's not included in the lesson, which I believe maybe is a very good point to mention, to say, you know, just to emphasize the importance of diet. When you remember that in the book of Genesis, when Satan wanted to tempt our parents, he tempted them in the issue of diet, you know.
Mm.
And guess what? When Jesus is incarnated, what does the devil tempt him with? He tempts him with the diet, you know. And I think for me, these two points or these examples just show that diet is important. And, you know, having spoken to a few friends who are in the medical space, they say, look, majority of the diseases that we experience are lifestyle diseases and have a lot to do with what we put in. So I think I just felt, you know, to kind of set the tone for today, you know, for one, just to mention those things. I remember in IT in high school, we used to say garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same. It's applicable for us also when it comes to our diet. So essentially the lesson, and maybe also as a disclaimer to say, I don't know if my elder, you are a dietitian. I'm not. and what we are talking about today is recommendations. So the listeners, please, they should not take this as prescriptions. You know, they should see dietitians, you know, for their own personal diets. But we are just sharing information together that we believe is important. So, we you know, there's a common phrase that says, you know, back to Eden, which we often say, you know, in the Christian domain. And we kind of want to do things the way God intended them, you know, to be done, you know, before sin. Because we learned that, you know, the lesson guides us that at the beginning, God instructed Adam and Eve to have a diet of nuts, grains, and fruit. And we know that when sin entered the world, God enhanced that diet and added fruits and vegetables, you know, as part of their diet, and said, you know, these are the clean foods that they should eat. So I think that kind of sets the tone and gives us an example of, you know, what are some of the things that we need to bear in mind whenever we're thinking of our diet today. So I think that's the first step, to say that is what God intended from the beginning. And mainly because of the fact that a vegetarian diet is healthier. And there's been quite a number of studies that are available for all of us. We can even go to the internet and check to see, you know, people that have a healthier diet, you know, predominantly a vegetarian diet, they tend to live longer. And that's one of the things that are important to us. And also not just long life, but a healthier life, because you can live long, but, you know, you're unhealthy. So there's that, you know, expansion of life. And then there's also a healthy life, because what's been found is that, you know, in eating flesh, you know, there's saturated fats there, they're high in cholesterol. And that's why some of these, you know, most of us, either ourselves or we have a relative that has a challenge of blood pressure. And some of these things are hereditary, you know, and we can break the curse by ensuring that we change the diet that we have so that our following generations, we do not pass these things on to them. You know, there are strokes, there are heart attacks, disease, you know, there's cancer, and all of these things, research shows that it has a lot to do with the food that we put into our mouths.
Yeah, I suppose, man, we've got to be extremely, extremely careful with what we put in our mouths, because very detrimental to our health. It's always worrisome when you talk about healthy eating and the diet, because one has to reflect on the habits that they have on a daily basis, the eating habits, that is. And I think but many of us actually would want to make those changes. Absolutely imperative. Now, my elder, please share with us 7 golden rules given in today's lessons, lesson for good nutrition.
Yeah, thanks, my elder. So again, you know, just to emphasize, we are not giving a prescription.
Yeah.
It's rules that the compilers of the lessons have put together through their research and consultation.
Yeah.
And and the first one being eating a plant-based diet, because you know we get a lot of protein, you know, that which, you know, we don't have to eat meat to get that protein from fruits, nuts, and grains and vegetables. So there's that piece. And then, and I think, again, you know, some of the things we need to bear in mind as well is, you know, the affordability of these things. And, you know, when you're talking about, I remember where I work at our head office, there are the aunties that sell the, you know, outside, you know, the building. We used to say, you know, we are going to fruit and veg. You know, we used to buy our fruit and vegetables from there. So, you know, you don't have to go to expensive retail shops, you know, to buy these things. So there is at least that piece to cover from the affordability perspective. So the first being eating a plant-based diet. In fact, I've seen this myself. There's a friend of mine who started running marathons much, much later than I did. And, you know, he went on a plant-based diet, and promise you, this guy, he managed his weight much proper. I used to get tired before him, you know, and purely just because the only thing or the main thing that he changed was his diet. And I've seen it live, the impact of that as well. So the second one is reduced fat and cholesterol consumption. And this is, you know, again, cutting down on meat, fried foods, and all those kinds of things. And we know maybe we get lazy sometimes, or we say it's a weekend or it's payday, you know. Maybe we should find alternative ways of, you know, enjoying ourselves, where, you know, with food that are not high in fat and cholesterol. The third one is eating less sugar. You know, so we must also watch, for instance, you know, one of the things I recently saw a dietitian as well. I remember we did this in high school, where they taught us, when you are buying a product, take a look at the ingredients on the product that you are going to be consuming. You know, my wife was just telling me, you know, of mayonnaise, that, you know, when you read the bottle, you look at the nutritional information, you know, the thing that appears first is the thing that is the highest in terms of the content of that product. And this mayonnaise was saying it's, you know, there are no eggs, whatever. But guess what? The first thing that is listed there is oil. So these are some of the things that we need to check. You know, it goes without saying, with soft drinks and things like that, the first thing that you see, you know, look at the amount of sugar that is there. So that's the third one. And the fourth rule of good nutrition is using less salt. You know, some of us, we may say, even those of us who come from Durban, you know, we like our spices, you know, for flavor and things like that. So an alternative is using herbs instead of salts and all this kind. It also goes to, you know, we call them amazimba, you know, these chips and these kinds of things. So they're also high in salt. You must try and avoid them. Number 5 is eating more fruits and vegetables and whole grains, because we'll get the sufficient nutrients that we need. I remember I was also asking my dietitian about the B12 vaccine. She was like, there's no need. As long as you're eating sufficient fruits and vegetables in your diet, you don't need to go and get that B12 because you're going to have the energy that you need, you know, from eating the right amount of fruits and vegetables. So that's also an important one. And then number six is eating substantial breakfast.
I've seen,
you know, there's that phrase they say, you know, eat breakfast like a king. Like a king, you know. Yeah, so that's important because it gets you going for a while. But some of these things, again, I think you need to just factor what you're trying to achieve. For instance, I'm on a intermittent fasting diet. And I my first meal of the day is about 12 or 1. And what I've seen, that works for me. And I guess that's why it's important for those of us who can afford a dietitian to talk to your dietitian about your goals and all those kinds of things, and then they can advise, you know, what's best for you. And then the last one is avoiding eating between meals. You know, I know this is difficult. You know, one of the things we used to say when we started working from home during COVID, that, you know, we were social distancing from people, but it was very difficult to social distance from the fridge. So, you know, those of us who are still working from home, there's that challenge that, you know, you can do it when you're at the office.
Yes.
You know, you don't eat as much, but when you're home. But I guess it's just a matter of habit. And what I've seen is drinking water, a lot of water helps as well. But again, you know, just need to see what's the right quantities for yourself. And that can then block the craving that you may have, you know, for another snack, because the stomach feels full. So you don't feel as hungry as much.
Yeah.
So those are the seven nuggets that are shared in the lesson in terms of helping us to have a healthy diet.
Beautiful stuff, man. I like those. And I actually do agree that, you know, this eating in between meals, I don't know where this thing is coming from. But hey, I heard someone saying that, you know, for a person who is exercising or goes to gym, you've got to eat your three meals plus the snacks in between. I was like, no, man, come on, that cannot be true. Because then you're going to be adding an inordinate amount of weight onto your body. But hey, Sanele, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for giving us these tips. I think we're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Thanks, my elder. You stay blessed.
Thank you. Stay blessed.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.